Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I am not going to talk about the running backs. I don't have any Isaiah Pacheco today. We don't have any Kareem Hunt in the show. I'm not going to tell you that they shouldn't have picked up Elijah Mitchell. I'm not going to do any of that today. You know how I feel about this. I've been telling you guys this for weeks. I was telling you this for months, what I would have done at running back. I don't have that today. That's not anywhere in the show. But you will find this very interesting. These are the top five rushing leaders for quarterbacks right now in the NFL. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are tied. They have 85 rushing yards. Josh Allen has 89 rushing yards. Justin Fields has 97 rushing yards. Patrick Mahomes has 123 rushing yards so far through the first two games of the season. There's not another quarterback in the NFL that has over 100 rushing yards. This seems very self-explanatory, but I feel like I need to say it anyway. This is not sustainable long-term for the Kansas City Chiefs offense. This is not sustainable long-term for Patrick Mahomes. As he is turning 30 years old, the goal is not to make him a more active runner and to put him potentially in more danger. Now, Pat does a really good job of getting out of bounds, sliding. That's yes. But the more rush attempts that you take, the more possibility of you getting tackled or you getting hit or you taking more damage. That's just the nature of the position. You can't get down or get bounds every single time that you do it. And this number should come as a little bit of an alarming sign is they don't call run plays for him. It's not like Josh Allen where they dial up Josh Allen's number. Josh Allen running is a part of their offense. Justin Fields running has to be a part of the Jets offense. If not, why are you here? Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, this is what they do. This ain't who Patrick Mahomes is in their offense. So I don't have anything about the running backs. This is not an Isaiah Pacheco bash session or Kareem Hunt. A problem with their offense right now is that a player that they don't design run plays for is now by far and away their best option to run the football. Balance. That's what can get this offense back on track. Balance. And also not forcing 15 to do everything. Everything. He's got to be your leading rusher. He's got to make every deep ball pass. It's a lot of things that you're asking your quarterback to do. And I get it. He's the best quarterback in the league. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. That's not what Buffalo is asking their quarterback to do. They're not asking him to be the sole run game option for them. That's why they just gave James Cook all of that money. It's not what Philadelphia is asking their quarterback to do. That's not what Green Bay is asking their quarterback to do. Whatever team you think, that's not the responsibility that they're asking their quarterback. Their quarterback running is a part of the run game. Right now in Kansas City, the Chiefs quarterback running is their run game. That's a problem. That's something, Rob, that needs to be fixed as the season progresses.
I mean, it is. Now, a part of me is like, hey, it's sample size, 2 weeks. This will not be the case in weeks 5, 6, 7, 8. But woof. Just woof. Patrick Mahomes is an elusive player. He can make guys miss. We've seen it in AFC title games. We've seen it in Super Bowls. I believe even on the broadcast on Sunday, Brady said that in one of his meetings with Mahomes that he mentioned that he likes to pull out the running in big games and the playoffs because, you know, you're trying to get every yard. So I'm not saying that he's a statue back there. He's not Phillip Rivers. He can move around. But there is absolutely no reason that he should be leading all quarterbacks in rushing. None. That's a sign of a major problem. A major problem, mind you, the Chiefs have clearly tried to correct throughout the season, because since it's not designed runs, as the stats have laid out, this would mean it's broken plays where he has to go make a play. And broken plays tend to come from broken offensive line play. And with the most expensive center, the most expensive right guard, the highest cap hit right tackle, and a first-round left tackle, and a second-round left guard, you'd think maybe Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have 123 rush yards through 2 weeks. We were talking before in the office about the show. Speck was joking that he's beating some of running backs statistically. Bucky Irving, there are others that he is outrushing. That is not a winning formula for the Chiefs. That's a winning formula for the Ravens. I even think, despite how good James Cook is, if Josh Allen and the Bills are rushing, the Bills will still be a good team. The Chiefs cannot be a good team if their best running option is Patrick Mahomes. That's a losing formula. That doesn't scream of a Super Bowl team. That screams of an 11-6, 10-7, we barely make the playoffs type of team.
I mean, I can give you some of the stats if you are curious. Right now, Christian McCaffrey has 124 rushing yards, and Patrick Mahomes has 123 rushing yards. Patrick Mahomes has more yards than Jahmyr Gibbs has this season. Jahmyr Gibbs has 113. He has more rushing yards than Bucky Irving, you alluded to. Bucky Irving has 108 rushing yards. Nick Chubb has 103 rushing yards. Like, we can go down the line. Jordan Mason, like Chase Brown. Like, you tell me the running back, Devon Achain, he has more rushing yards than him. Patrick Mahomes should not be, A, running the ball as often as he has been running the ball, and, I mean, almost single-handedly carrying your run game. To what you just alluded to, that's not a part of what makes the Chiefs offense so good and so explosive, and that is not their formula of fixing things. The Chiefs offense usually gets into trouble when it's Pat, go be great offense. When they run the Bel Air Academy offense, like on Fresh Prince and Bel Air, where Will Smith is taking all the shots, that's not really when Kansas City's offense has been at its most explosive. Their offense has really been good when you can mix in the run game, use the pop pass, use the jet sweep, utilize the screen game. Mahomes is distributing, getting the ball out of his hands quick, getting into a lot of different options. That's when you've seen the Chiefs' offense be the most dynamic. This form is the worst kind of offense that you've seen from them. Pat feels like he has to do everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.